Planting Seeds for the Future at the UK Arboretum, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. It's a Lexington treasure that is now well-positioned to advance to new levels, according to UK Agriculture Dean Scott Smith. He made that statement last month when he announced the appointment of new Arboretum Director Molly Davis, who, as it happens, is our guest today. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Molly.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, tell us a bit about your background and why you were interested in running the Arboretum.
I'm a landscape architect. Graduated from the University of Kentucky in 1987 from the Landscape Architecture Program. And I have since practiced in Lexington and in some other places. And I have always felt a real passion for things that grow, how the landscape looks, how people have used the landscape over time. And I especially just love being outdoors. I'm interested in running the Arboretum for several reasons. I think it's a great treasure, both for UK and for Lexington. And I have used it myself for the past 20-some years, and I feel like it's just one of the most wonderful things about Lexington and about the region. And as an arboretum, it's really grown a lot since 1991. It's now, 25 years almost into it. The arboretum will celebrate its 25th anniversary in 2016, and so we are now established as an arboretum.
And why do you think it's important to have an arboretum in a city like Lexington?
Well, it's our only arboretum. It is the arboretum in Lexington, and it is the State Botanical Garden of Kentucky. The difference in an arboretum and a park is that an arboretum focuses on trees and plants. It's certainly a wonderful place to walk your dog, take a walk, do things, but its primary purpose is to tell people and educate them about plants and landscapes.
You've said you've been on the job for 3 weeks now?
I've been on the job for 3 weeks.
So in that long time period, what are some of the plans that you've developed, or at least some dreams that you have for the Arboretum?
Well, some of the dreams I'm finding out are things that have already been thought of and are somewhat established. There are a tremendous number of volunteers at the Arboretum. And those volunteers are largely channeled through the Friends of the Arboretum. They were instrumental in founding and deciding to develop an Arboretum. Initially, it was a volunteer-led organization, and that organization still exists. It's called the Friends of the Arboretum, and they have a number of committees. They're responsible for things like the Tomato Festival that occurs in August, the Gala in the Garden, which is in September. They also have they sponsor a number of things that go on all year long. It may look like it's really freezing cold outside, but there's always something going on at the Arboretum, but typically it's inside this time of year.
And you mentioned before we started recording that one of your interests is expanding the visitor center. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, Mrs. Dorotha Oates established two challenge grants to help the Arboretum expand. One of them is about the building, expanding the current visitor center so that it can better accommodate classes and other programming. The other legacy, I guess, other part of the legacy campaign is to establish an endowment. One of the things that happens at Arboretum is it seems like at first you are just trying to get the land and get the plants established and make it a place. Once you are kind of into the operations, you need to make sure you have a mechanism in place for the long term. And we don't have an endowment right now. So Mrs. Oates has offered a challenge grant, and she is going to offer dollar for dollar up to a certain amount. We are looking for any contribution in any amount, and that will go toward establishing a new addition on our visitor center.
Well, an endowment is rather like planting seeds. So that seems appropriate
for
an arboretum that you would do that. You had mentioned that even though we're in the dead of winter, that there's a lot of activity at the Arboretum. And one of the things that surprised me was looking at the Friends newsletter that you have about this calendar of events that goes on literally all winter long. So maybe talk about some of these upcoming seminars or what do you call them? Seminars seem so formal.
We have a number of classes and workshops. Some of the ones that are coming up are ones that our staff teach. For example, there's one on February 4th about creating a succulent garden that Jesse Dahl, our staff horticulturist, will be offering. We have a number of classes also that are free because they are sponsored by LFUCG, and we make those available multiple times during the year. The one coming up after Jesse's succulent container class is one about planning your vegetable garden. That's a free class, and that happens on Tuesday, February 11th at 10 a.m. That class is taught by an instructor at UK in the Ag College. We have another event that's happening in February, and that's something that is our Founders Lecture. That's about monarch butterfly conservation.
Mm-hmm.
There is a cost for that, but if you're a friend of the Arboretum, you get a reduced rate. That's in the evening, and we always welcome anybody who's interested in attending. And many of these items are included in the Saturday column of the Herald Leader where it says Digging In. But we also have a website on the College of Agriculture webpage. It's www.ca.uky.edu/arboretum. People can find out information there on all of our classes, our workshops, when the Kentucky Children's Garden opens. We can find out hours, admission, all of the things. And the Arboretum is free, but the majority of the classes there is a cost for, except when they're paid for by LFUCG. And the Children's Garden is an admission-based offering.
And if you didn't get that web address, we'll post that on our website, so you can find that very easily. Do you have to sign up in advance for these classes and workshops?
Some classes you do have to sign up for. And the reason that we have that is our current visitor center has space for a particular number of students for various classes. If you're coming for a workshop, we had to also plan for the materials. So we ask everyone just to call us. It's 257-6955.
And since we've been talking about, we mentioned the endowment, and you talked about volunteers at the Arboretum. What about individual contributors? How important are individual donations to the Arboretum?
They are exceedingly important. We depend so much on the generosity of donors who see an importance in the Arboretum and want to leave a lasting legacy. We depend on donors for really so many things that we have. We do have a lot of funding for staff from the College of Agriculture, but really many of the programs that people love, maintaining our Walk Across Kentucky that highlights native plants throughout the state, we really do depend upon donors for so many of our efforts.
And volunteers, same thing. Should we call you? And I assume volunteers are welcome. You mentioned that there are quite a few at the Arboretum.
Volunteers are crucial. We have almost 300 volunteers who currently volunteer their time and their effort. We have work inside and we have work outside. We have a number of groups from UK who come to volunteer their time and from other states. We have all kinds of students who volunteer as long as they have an adult or a parent with them. We never turn away help, and we have a number of students who come during special programs through Fayette County Schools, and we also have students at UK who volunteer. We do ask that they sign a volunteer agreement form, because UK does have a policy if you have to be over 16 to be a volunteer on your own.
Do you need to bring your own shovel?
No, we'll provide you with a shovel unless you have a really particular shovel preference.
A favorite one,
yeah.
that does the best work,
yes,
for you.
But calling ahead to find out where the greatest need is. And we also have Thursday mornings. We have a really dedicated group of volunteers who work largely to remove invasive plants and on other native plantings that need to be maintained. Thursday mornings.
That's a lot of work, but a lot of very good work, very rewarding.
It's incredibly rewarding work.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Molly Davis, new director of the UK Arboretum. 3 weeks on the job. Congratulations.
Thank you, Tom.
And our complete UK Perspectives interview can be found at wuky.org, where we'll also have links to the Arboretum and phone contact information. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.